This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Sports Talk on the eve of training camp. We just heard Mickey Loomis speak to the media the last segment. That was part one. We're going to get into part two right away as the Saints executive vice president and general manager addresses the media before the Saints kick off training camp. Here it is.
Is there ever a point, like from your chair, though, when you're looking at the future and being in a reset, so to speak, where you look at, you know, hey, next year, maybe embracing the rebuild of it, and all right, is there a benefit of winning six games, or is it better for us to maybe try to win them all, but set it up so that maybe it's four and we're picking a little
bit higher? Yeah, I don't believe in that. I believe you go in doing everything you can to be successful, to win every game, and then you deal with the consequences of the season afterwards. Yet, look, I also recognize we've got a young team here. You know, we've got a lot of developmental pieces, and the most important position in the building is inexperience, and so that's the reality of it. And so we have to be, we can't put our head in the closet and not recognize that. We do recognize that, and so we have to be particularly good in a lot of other areas and develop the quarterback.
This might be another one of those things that exists really outside for you than inside. But the idea of team identity, so having a young team, a young roster, and things like that, does that make it more challenging to build a team identity? And if not, like, what do you see sort of as a team identity?
I think that's what training camp and this whole offseason and training camp and the season. That's what it's for. You know, it's not something that happens overnight. I mean, look what Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes did in Detroit. That didn't happen overnight. It happened over the span of three years. And so inside the league, we recognize that that doesn't always happen overnight. Occasionally it does happen within the span of a short time, but most of the time it takes a while to build that.
Do you embrace that? Do you embrace the fact that, you know what, if we're being realistic, this is not a one-year reset? That was the word you used before. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 2 or 3 years. Like, are you okay with saying that, with, like, embracing that this is not a one-year reset? It's going to take a couple of years to get us where we want to be?
I think that gets back to aspirations versus expectations, right? The expectations out there is that it's going to take a long time, but, our goals are still the same. Our goals are to win every game and to win the NFC South, and that's what we're working towards. So what you're asking is kind of this intangible thing that, you guys think about, but I don't know that we think about it in those terms.
When you mentioned having to be good in other areas, with obviously an experience at quarterback, now with obviously
you know, Tyron's retirement right before the start of training camp. How do you feel about the depth of the secondary with that?
Yeah, I think part of that is, hey, are the younger guys that we have developing? How quickly are they going to develop? I think we have the makings of a really good offensive line, for example. We've put a lot of resources there, but there's some development that needs to take place. You know, we have young offensive tackles, and we have a great center, and Trevor's moving to guard. So we've got some moving pieces there, but you know, I think we believe that we've got a lot of talent there, and this could be a really, really good offensive line, and can be a strength of our team. How long that takes, you know, we'll see. You know, there's a lot of elements on defense that we feel the same way about. So that's what training camp's all about, to see how quickly that comes together and how quickly that gels. That'll determine how successful we are.
Maybe I'm understanding this is probably part of the process for a year, but just considering all the injuries you went through last year.
Yeah.
How much of a reset did you guys take this offseason, just kind of evaluating what you're doing, how you're doing it, and trying to course correct it?
Yeah.
Obviously, 10 rounds is a big part of that.
Yeah, it's a huge part of that. And that's been really one of the really, you know, bright spots, I think, of this offseason, is to see, you know, how we've attacked that issue and how that's come together. And we'll see the results, you know, as we go forward. We'll see how effective that is. We're going to have injuries. We know that. But hopefully we can minimize some of the things that we've had in the past, and particularly in the soft tissue area.
Can you get into what that means? What sort of effort kind of went into that?
Yeah. Look, it's a lot of analytical information. It's a lot of load management, a lot of assessment of each individual player. So it's really a lot of things, a lot of variables. But so far, it's been really, really positive. And he's had a good history of effective results in the places that he's been.
You mentioned Taysom Hill will start on the pup list, but you know, all conversations with him, he's definitely going to play this year. He's definitely going to be medically on schedule, on time to play by week one and all that.
Well, I don't know about the timing, but everything's been really positive for both he and Foster.
We talked about how he's a young team, and we've also got the makeup with some older guys.
Yep.
Tyron and Derek both retiring this offseason. How important is it for you all, and maybe you've already identified some younger players that can step into that leadership role and be the next
I think that we've got some guys, and I'm not going to name them individually, but we've got some young players that have those kind of traits, and they've got great role models like Cam and DeMario, and there's some others as well that can step into those roles when those guys are ready to step out of it. But I think that gets back to the, you know, when we go through the process of bringing players in, you know, going through the character, going through trying to, you know, get guys that were captains in college and were leaders on their team, and making sure that we had a lot of those guys that can eventually fill that role. So I feel good about that in terms of the future. And yeah.
What was your approach to the defensive line? Obviously, they brought back Chase.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think, you know, we're, you know, scheme change, you know, getting guys that fit what Brandon wants to do with the defense, and identifying the traits that the guys that we have and how they're going to fit, you know, that was important. And then, you know, availability too is important. You know, what's available in terms of free agents, you know, what can we get in the draft? And so that's what dictates it.
What are your expectations going into the first day of training camp?
Maybe
not expectations.
There you go. Good get. That's a good catch. I think just having a great camp, seeing the young players develop, seeing how our guys adapt to, you know, the new coaching staff and the schemes that they want to establish with our team, that's going to be important. And look, that process has already happened in large part in the off season, but look, I'm anxious to get started and see where guys are.
You've been part of seasons that, like, where the aspirations have been exceeded.
Now everybody's using aspirations, right?
You're never going to hear expectations.
You're not going to take the bait on expectations.
Yeah.
But
you know, like 2000, 2006, where the seasons were, like, everyone thought you were rebuilding on the Spurs. Like, what does it take in those types of seasons to, you know, surpass expectations or meet those level of aspirations that you have?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think you get back to chemistry. You know, do the guys, you know, do you feel like a group comes together with you know, new players, new staff? Do they, you know, immediately buy in? Do you have great chemistry? Are they playing for the right reasons? You know, all those things that, you know, you catch lightning in a bottle sometimes. We did that in 06, right? And, you know, teams can do that. So that all happens during the course of the offseason and training camp. And then you have to stay healthy, too. Listen, health in our league is a really important factor, because if you can't keep your best players on the field, then your chances of being successful quickly diminish.
Do you talk to them about that? Or do you just, like, that's another chapter, that's another time in another place? Or do you talk to Kelvin and these coaches about, in 06, catching lightning? I remember the preseason, you know, and then all of a sudden the regular season started, and it was a much different type of situation.
I think that all of these guys, you know, they're experienced. They've been on teams and been part of teams that have done that, and they've been part of teams that had higher aspirations and went the other direction. So we've all been part of those teams, and you just recognize that what happens or that what can happen. And so, you know, we haven't had discussions about that specifically, no.
What about the older guys who are still on the roster, DeMario, Cam? What do you think they can still do?
I would say the same thing to you know, what happens with those players is, man, we want them to play as long as they can. And both those guys have demonstrated that they can still play. And so that's what we're looking. We're looking to see it. What did Sean used to say? I don't have to see it every day, but I still got to see it in training camp. And so that's the case for every veteran player, you know, with every team, is that you want to make sure that they can still play at a high level. And you want to set them up for that success, too. So that's what we'll be looking to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis talking there. And yeah, just to catch folks up to speed on some of the transactions today for the Black and Gold, you heard a little bit him talking with Taysom Hill on the physically unable to perform list. Also, Foster Moreau, the tight end, going on there as well. Waived was Dallin Holker, who subsequently afterwards ends up retiring from football. That was the undrafted tight end that was heading into year two of his career. Decided to step away from football, though, and then on the reserve list to the retired list for Tyrann Mathieu, the good old Honey Badger. What a hell of a career it's been for him. And I just still laugh at the, you know, coming out into the draft, there was all that knock against him because of, you know, marijuana usage.
Yeah, off the field
and happened to go into the perfect situation out to Arizona with Patrick Peterson and, you know, his father over there helping to just be a good mentor. And you saw the player in college, you saw the player that he was, but the person that Honey Badger ends up, Tyrann Mathieu, becomes a truly great gift to Louisiana and all the charity work he does here. Love the passion he plays with. Also, the fact that the love that he has for this state as well. And look forward to seeing what's going to be next for Tyrann Mathieu after football now.
You know, Mike called him one of one. A 5'9" safety that lasted 12 years in the NFL. Yeah. Tyrann Mathieu is incredible. He is a great story about, you know, after the adversity that he faced early on, right? Late in his LSU career and then leading into the draft where he ends up being a third round pick by the Cardinals. And then he parlays that to a 12-year NFL career. It doesn't get much better than Tyrann Mathieu as far as someone that made something of themselves and took that talent and grew as a person as well. Yeah. He's fantastic.
And it wasn't here, but two-time Super Bowl champ with the Chiefs, so he's got that championship to his name as well.
Yeah, he got the championship. He made a few all-pro lists. He made a couple of Pro Bowls, 2010s all-decade team as well, Steve.
Yeah, just a stud all around. Definitely going to be missed on this Saints squad, especially in the locker room, just because of the presence he brings and how many of those young players look up to Tyrann Mathieu. Everybody knows who the heck he is.
Exactly. So now it's going to be kind of interesting because he was that top dog of the secondary. He was kind of the, when we talked about the leaders on the Saints defense, we always mentioned that there was one at each level.
Right.
Right. With Cam Jordan on the defensive line and DeMario Davis in the linebacker room. And then Tyrann Mathieu is the leader of the secondary. So it'll be interesting to see who takes that role. When y'all asked Kellen about it, he says he sounded like, you know, Justin Reed was going to kind of step into those shoes.
He
right?
definitely seems like the person. From hearing him talk, I know he hasn't been here long enough yet to really be that, you know, so-called alpha dog in the group, but I think he'll earn it.
Yeah, I think Alante's probably going to become the alpha dog of the Saints' defensive backfield. But as far as kind of the leader that barks everything out, that Mike is always emphasizing how important that is, it could be Justin Reed because he's been there, done that. He's also won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs, so you know, we'll see if he can kind of step into the safety room and kind of be that top dog. Because right now, the question mark is, who's next to Justin Reed?
Right.
It's not about Justin Reed. The Justin Reed signing is going to end up paying dividends because of what happened with Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah,
it's,
suddenly that quarterback battle, the number two most interesting job is going to be who's going to be taking that starting safety gig.
Yeah, safety number two right next to Reed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.